whatever is happening. And the way I see it is whatever is happening is the best appropriate, the best possibility. That's the way I see it. But even if it isn't, that's what's happening. Your question is, as I interpret it, how can I not have what's happening? As soon as you don't have what's happening, you have something else. So you keep having a something. Keep trying to avoid this moment. And in this moment, this is what's happening. So if it's really loud, it's really loud. If you don't like what's happening, you don't like what's happening. But your question, I see it, is how can I get away from what's happening? How can I make it better? Or how can I, instead of what I'm suggesting, be with what is? Just to be with it. Not to get out of it. Not to have it to go or disappear. Be with it. Just be with it. Be with it. Be with it. What I've come to see is eventually, well, let's put it another way. What we need to experience or see or complete will keep coming to us over and over and over until we allow it to be there to the point where we go to its depth. So most people say, for instance, oh, I was really jealous. They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. What they've got is a sensation that they don't like that was initiated by a particular situation that's familiar. But they don't know what jealousy is, because the moment you really reach the depth of jealousy, it's gone. There's no such thing. Jealousy is just another way of saying no to this situation. I do not want what's happening to my partner, to me, to my feelings, to my body, to my mind, to my emotions. I don't want this. No, no, no. What you're experiencing is no. Sit with what you call jealousy and you won't be able to find it. You might find anger and rejection and revenge and feeling sorry for yourself and all these different things, and you go down and down and down. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Gone. Just a joke. What was all that? I'm free. I'm free. And freedom is to drop into whatever you're experiencing, not looking for the way out. Because if you're looking for a way out, you'll find some excuse to escape. Don't escape. Go down, go down. Even if you're going to die, even if you think your heart's going to stop, or your breathing's going to stop, or your top of your head's going to pop off, go, go, go into whatever it is. And it'll disappear. Whatever it is, it'll disappear. And then something happens. Unless you die and be reborn. You are reborn. Let's take jealousy, because it's one of the best ones. You go down and down and down till you get to the bottom. You really get to the bottom. And it'll dissolve. But the strange thing is, you don't know to whom it has dissolved, because you're not you anymore. Your identification with yourself was with somebody who's jealous or potentially jealous or avoiding jealousy. And suddenly that's gone. So now who am I? And if you keep going down, whatever comes up, you get greedy or you get this or that, and you go into it the same way and the same way, they all disappear. And then you lose your identification. Now who am I? I know who I'm not. I'm not jealous. I'm not greedy. I'm not this. I'm not that. But you won't find out who you are. Because you're not anything. You're everything. And you will only discover that for yourself if you stay with what is, or what you think is. And then it will dissolve. And then in the East they say the sound of Om. And you may hear that sound, or you may feel it in your body. And as you feel it in your body, it's like, it's not a trembling, it's like a buzz, a gentle, soft buzz. And you feel it in the body. And then you feel, oh, it's in my fingertips. Oh, it doesn't end at my fingertips. It's in the air. But now, my fingertips don't end. My fingertips are part of the air, and the air's part of me. That buzz I'm feeling is inside and outside. It's the same. So who's this that I used to call me? When you see the in as the out and the out as the in, and then the unexplainable, no longer an identifiable identity, and yet you're more there than you've ever been. You're not there and you are there, because you're no longer separate. You've realized that that harmonic, that frequency that's on the outside, it's exactly the same on the inside. And I'm almost transparent. That's the real me. And thank you, mind. Thank you for attempting to take care and showing me what's hot and what's dangerous and things. Thank you, you have your function. But this other thing is so much bigger. That's where